I've always divided the draft in the first round, particularly into three phases. The first 10 picks, the next 10 picks, and then now the last 12. On your board, you have identified guys that you would love to have. They usually are in your first board 10 picks, if you will, as you've graded and rated them with your coaches and your scouts. You've done all your homework. Everything is set. You've played the what ifs. So if you get a chance to trade up or down, you know what that's worth and what you want to do or don't do. But certainly Derek Johnson from the University of Texas linebacker was in our top 10 picks.
He was a guy that was talked about maybe going first, being the first defensive player, not going number one overall, but being a top five and maybe even top two or three pick as the college football season was winding down. You know, Texas was playing at a very high level, and he was the stud of the Texas defense. And so he was a guy that really, I think, Chiefs fans thought they wouldn't have a shot at.
He called me, he said, "Mom," he said, "I want to be at home. I want to do draft at home." And so all the camera people came and set up in the den.
Draft day, it was awesome. I had all my family, friends. People started hearing about me having a draft party at my house that I grew up in. People just started walking in. I didn't even know who was in the house. It was just a lot. It was packed in there, man. I was sitting there sweating.
We sat right here waiting.
During 2005, that's the time where the draft was a little longer. And it was, that first round was long, and I was sitting there sweating.
I kept looking at Derek's name, and I knew there was no possibility.
My recollection is we felt we could get a very good player at the 15th pick, but probably wouldn't be in that first 10 that we had rated as the top guys.
The draft started, and Derek's name stayed up there.
As the draft fell and got closer and closer, obviously, we got more and more excited.
And so when he started sliding, there was a lot of momentum. I think Chiefs watching the draft that day, Chiefs fans watching the draft that day, wanted to get Derek Johnson and thought, hey, wow, this is a guy we didn't think we could touch.
Lo and behold, the 15th pick came. I don't think there was any indecision on our part about Derek Johnson.
Here's the Chiefs pick. With the 15th selection in the 2005 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Derek Johnson, linebacker from Texas.
When I got the call, answered the phone, because I knew everybody that was in the house, they looking like, oh, you know, what's going on? Is he getting a call?
Derek and I went back in my bedroom to take the call.
Carl Peterson got on there and said, hey, you know, do you want to be a Chief? And I said, yes, sir.
How do you feel like being a Kansas City Chief? He said, oh, man, I would love it. And so when they heard Derek say that in there, oh, boy, the family just went crazy.
Couldn't hear him real well. There were a lot of people, family around that were celebrating that.
And they told me I have to work my butt off to make this defense better.
We were thrilled that he was there in a 15th pick and thought we had, you know, a great football player. A Pro Bowl type player, a player that could, at the end of his career, be considered for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.